Lowe's.com or retailer for full details.
Walter Tulip Road Rage, we are back. Quick, let me tell you about Harry's. What if there was a 50% off sale happening every time you went shopping for razors? Well, shaving with Harry's is kind of like that. They offer premium blade refills as low as $2 each. That's up to 55% off compared to the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. What I love most is the flexible, soft hinge glides across the contours of my face. No cuts, no burns. That's what we're talking about. For a limited time only, new customers get a free mystery item with the purchase of a Harry's trial set. Just use code WALT at Harry's.com. Look, Harry's cut out the middleman. They cut out the ridiculous, unnecessary features that their competitors like flex balls use, like flex balls or heated handles, tactics that the leading brand has used for decades to raise prices. They bought the German factory that made the finest steel, ground it into the sharpest blades, offered you 100% guarantee, best guarantee in the industry. And then the big company started to sue them. Hey, for a limited time only, Harry's is a very special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get a free mystery item with the purchase of a shave set with code WALT at Harry's.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foamy shave gel, and travel cover, plus a mystery product. The mystery item is worth at least $5 or more. It could be any of Harry's award-winning new products or even an item that Harry's doesn't yet sell to the public. Just use code WALT at Harry's.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched. Go to Harry's.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. And now it's my pleasure to be joined once again by the legendary voice of the Carolina Panthers and more, Mick Mixon. Mick!
Walt.
Welcome back.
What is happening, my friend? Your shave club thing got my attention because I recently bought some blades the old-fashioned way, and I even had a coupon, and I was just knocked back at the price.
There you go.
Costs so much money to look good these days, especially when you get to be over 61.
Well, so there's your solution, Mick. By the way, Mick is the man with the greatest name in history. Your whole name, Mick. I'm sure I've asked you about this at one point, but the Forrest Orion, Mick Mixon, it's all just terrific.
You're kind to say that. It's served me, I guess, fairly well, although many times during my childhood and young adulthood, my father, Forrest Orion Mixon Jr., looked at me as if he were fairly certain that I was not of him.
Well, I hope you figured all that out. You know, speaking
of
figuring things,
23 and me, so I think we got it.
Went to the DNA testing. I like it. I hope it proved out the way you were hoping it did. You know, speaking of change of foot, Mick, what the hell is going on in Carolina? I mean, new coach Matt Rhule. You know, let's just talk about him for a second first. What have you found in Matt Rhule? Matt Rhule's a guy who obviously has had great success in rebuilding programs that he's gone to collegiately. He's a guy who seems to favor analytics, favor speed, and so he's the type of guy who seems to fit with the modern NFL game. What's your experience personally been with Matt Rhule to this point?
Pretty good so far, Walt. I like watching him when the cameras aren't rolling. His first day at the stadium, that whirlwind day, I didn't have any real duties. I'm too old to be on the .com digital hip happening staff, and I'm not so old that I'm not at least still employed there. So I so enjoyed following him around all morning and into the afternoon prior to his press conference, just watching him meet people and interact. And at one point in the locker room, he rolls up on – most of the players weren't there, but he rolls up on Shaq Thompson and DJ Moore. And just kind of watching him meet them and you know, and there's an art to this. You know, you don't want to go in all bro hug, you know, a little too French pastry, too much on it. But nor do you want to appear stiff and wooden and like you can't relate to these athletes. And I thought Coach Rhule had a nice touch. And then I loved how inclusive his comments were at his press conference. He defaults to his wife, his children, his assistant coaches. I loved how immediately he said, one of the first things I'm going to do is to bring some assistants in who have more head coaching experience than me so right. that my staff can have balance and I can learn. So he's saying a lot of things I think Panther fans can get behind. And then, Walt, before you ask me another question, I just want to add that I'm kind of proud of our NFL team. It's one thing to say, oh, yeah, we're going to take it down to the studs. We're going to remodel this thing. We're going to remake it in an effort to be consistently good. But it's another to part company with iconic players like Greg Olsen, Cam Newton, Eric Reed, Luke Kuechly retires on his own accord, Gerald McCoy. I mean, there's a lot of brand name talent, high curating talent the Panthers have parted company with. So I think the Panthers are trying to do what David Tepper has said we're going to do, and I'm sort of digging it right now. How do you feel?
Yeah, I agree. You know, and Rhule really seems to be a people guy. I mean, he really seems to know how exactly to relate to people. And it seems to me, Mick, that makes it easier to bridge the gap that other college coaches have faced when they've jumped to the NFL. You know, plus, you know, I think the lines have been blurred a little bit. You know, the more and more of the pro game has adopted college philosophies, particularly offensively, and we've seen the game open up. So I think it's the NFL seems more ready to have a college coach come on board now, and this seems like the right college coach now. But let me ask you about what you just said, because you talked about all of the out with the old, sort of in with the new, and of course, you know, to a degree, this is how Matt Rhule has conducted himself even collegiately. But you know, it's interesting that a guy comes in and, as you said, gets rid of all these big staple names. I mean, Kuechly left on his own, but Mario Addison, James Bradbury, the corner, was another guy who left. Eric Reed, Don Terry Poe, you know, McCoy was there a year. But that's a lot of big names. And Mick, that's scary to some Carolina Panther fans.
Precisely. If we're not going to be rolling with those cats, then who are we going to be playing with? Who's going to tackle the ball carrier? Who's going to pressure the passer? Who's going to score points? And we'll see. A lot of questions that we could discuss that the answers are a bit elusive right now. But I do know this. Matt Rhule, I liken it some to music. You know, if you got the chops, if you can play, then you can play. If you have a mastery of your instrument, then you could plug in jazz combo, a symphony orchestra, a little cover band off to the side here at a Smoky Blues bar. And I think in coaching, it's the same way. If you can coach, if you can teach, if you can relate to these apex predators in an NFL locker room, then it should not matter much that you haven't yet done it if you have the ability to do it.
By the way, Mick, I expect that the band is still going strong.
No, we're not going strong at all. We're not, we've retired so that
really?
We can live a little bit of life. Yeah, gosh, it's unbelievable. Yeah, I got a couple grandsons that are getting older. My wife's dad is 83. He's not in great health. Life is just kind of creeps in on you. But as we all know, scarcity breeds momentum. And so we're poised to have a reunion tour at some point.
How about that? There we go. Scarcity breeds momentum. Here's another thing. Matt Rhule takes over in Carolina at a time of great change within the division. You know, most notably, Mr. Brady coming in to Tampa Bay. You know, but the interesting element of that, Mick, is that let's say Brady and Drew Brees are still at the top of their respective games, still playing at a high enough level that's going to make those teams, you know, at least quasi-elite. The one thing Matt Rhule has on his side is time, because neither one of those guys are going to be playing in 3 years.
Well, let's hope not. I mean, unless they are. It's just, it's not fair that the Panthers, and if you're looking for fairness in life, don't, by golly, don't look at professional sports. I know that. But this aggregation of quarterbacks that you have to deal with if you're in the NFC South, and there for a while, that whole Jameis Winston, who could run hot and cold, Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, just to see those guys coming, it seems almost like every other week once you get into the beat of the season, it's psychotic. But, yeah, I mean, Brady, Peter King likened the signing by Tampa Bay of Tom Brady to a sugar rush. Kind of, they went for the sugar high instead of trying to make a play for Teddy Bridgewater. I think the Teddy Bridgewater signing is way bigger than just this 27-year-old quarterback coming to the Panthers. What it signals, you know, the waves that it sends out from its epicenter once it made its splash, is that, to me, this is how I read it anyway, and I'm interested in your opinion, of course, but it's, wait just a second now. This isn't going to be, Panthers aren't just going to try to be 2-14 and schlep along and hope to get a high pick next year. This all of a sudden brings into focus the notion that, well, I don't know, you know, maybe with a good draft and some these free agent signings that the Panthers are offering, then who knows, you know, maybe Carolina can make a little noise in Matt Rhule's first season.
Well, you know, I think the Teddy Bridgewater signing is fascinating, as to, I think, the P.J. Walker bringing his ex-Temple quarterback in to offer, I think, maybe a little more competition than people realize. You know, I like Teddy Bridgewater. I liked him at Louisville. I liked him when he came into the league pre-injury. I thought he was everything I thought he was. Had great composure, made good decisions. You know, doesn't have a super elite arm, but doesn't need to, understands how to play. And we saw that, of course, when he took over the helm at the Saints as well. And by the way, Tampa's second choice after Brady was Teddy Bridgewater. So, you know, but I still wonder a little bit, Mick, if this is more of a bridge player to a different future, you know, something that makes you and keeps you competitive now, but may not be the long-term solution. I'm not sure of that. I want to see the competition with those guys. I think it was a great move. I think it was a great move. And that, of course, Mick, leads us into a discussion of Cam Newton and what went on there, and was there ever any chance of that? I didn't feel there was. I honestly felt from the time Matt Rhule came on board that the chances of Cam Newton being the quarterback of the Carolina Panthers this year was not good. Now, we've seen Cam in recent times, and with the multiple injuries, the foot, the shoulder, he was not anywhere near the player that he was when he was an MVP-type guy. Had the decline been that significant? Does it speak to what Carolina felt about his injuries, or was it just a natural parting of the ways?
It would be easy for me to say a little bit of both and just kind of try to take a tee off with my 7-iron and just try to get it in the fairway here on your show. But I'm going to try to respect your question with a little more honest take than that. Yeah, Cam comes with him. He comes packaged with, in addition to all of his immense physical gifts, this exquisitely talented athlete, he comes packaged with some things that – I think a new coaching staff, a new young coaching staff, a 31-year-old offensive coordinator, it might not be the best fit. So Cam would probably – I mean, enough things have gone right for Cam Newton in his life, doing it his way, where it might have been – I'm not predicting this, but I think it's on the table for discussion – it might have been problematic for Coach Rhule and that staff to get the buy-in in that locker room that they're looking for. That, in addition to his injury history, the fact that his stats, all his meaningful stats had declined. He hadn't really been the same guy since 2016. So as hard as it is to try to look at Cam Newton and even envision a world where, how did we get here? How, we're seriously, we're Cam Newton, who 5 minutes ago looked like the next great thing and was going to be here for 15 years and take us to a couple of Supies and win a few championships, and now he's going to wear another color uniform. It's a pill to swallow, but I think there are some reasons why that it's occurring.
You know, the change in the NFL, Mick, this year is like nothing we've ever seen. I mean, this free agency period, especially at a time that there's no actual sports, was like a gift from sports heaven, because it's really given us so much ammunition, things to talk about. You know, let me ask you one more thing about Cam. And I think that everything you said makes perfect sense, that a new coaching staff looking to looking for a fresh start, sort of out with the old, was important there. But the other part of this, Mick, is the market for Cam right now seems extremely limited. Now, that may change post-draft, and that may be when he finally gets an opportunity somewhere. But, you know, we can't have team physicals right now. I know he conducted some sort of individual physical that I don't think other NFL teams are going to be particularly accepting of. But beyond that, Mick, you know, this guy's physical element of play, his size, his ability to run the ball, his ability to be a red zone threat, this is part of what made an enormous part of what made him very successful. If he doesn't have that physical component anymore, then what he essentially is a 58% passer, and there's no such thing in today's NFL.
Yeah, said a different way. where the road splits, it's third and eight, third and medium, right? Third and seven, third and eight. Those down in distances where Cam Newton, will he default to his feet if he doesn't see what he wants to right away? And if so, can he still make those plays with his feet? Can he still make that rush in, that OLB miss, get around the corner, get up the middle, jump over a tall building, first down, Panthers going that way? Maybe, but maybe not. And if he's not able to, then what do you have? Then do you have the suboptimal throwing mechanics? He'll make, for his whole career, he'll make plays that no other quarterback could make, but he will miss throws that any quarterback should make.
Right. Yep, I think that's well said. Hey, Mick, do you have a few more minutes or you have to run?
Oh, I don't know. Some people are texting me, but I don't really care. I mean, I'll deal with them. You want me to hold through a Harry Shave Club commercial again?
Yes, exactly. Hold on through this break, and we'll pick it up on the other side. We'll spend a few more minutes with Mick Mixon, voice of the Carolina Panthers. Hold on, Mick. Thank you.
In communities across the upstate, throughout South Carolina, and across this country, your local and small businesses are what really drives the economies where we live and work, shop and go to school, worship, and take part in daily activities. As we all come together during these challenging times, The Roar urges you and yours to continue to support your local and small businesses as much as you can while still following the CDC's recommendations. Over the years, you have become their customers, often telling other Roar listeners like yourself that they should shop and use those local businesses who not only cater to you, but also employ tens of thousands of your fellow men and women. We are one nation under God. And now, more than ever, we want our community to know that here at the station, we are here for you and for each other. And we hope you will all do the same. God bless. And thank you for supporting The Roar.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla has done it again. We've made the buying experience even simpler. Pick your new Ford and give it a test drive. Every new Ford starts at Ford's factory invoice pricing. Real money for your trade, then just add tax and tags. The best part, no extra added dealer or dock fee. Use that extra savings for accessories or an extended service contract. We're a small dealer doing it the right way for over 57 years. Shop smart, informed, and save. Shop us on edwardsautosales.net or stop by at 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla.
What's the difference between a bank and a credit union? Simply put, banks are concerned about profits. At State Credit Union, we are concerned about our members' financial service needs. Call, click, or stop by to improve your financial life.
Drive on through and feed the whole family with the big Bow Box for just $19.99. It's Bow Time.
Lowe's has something big to announce. So pro customers, turn up the volume. Introducing the Lowe's for Pros loyalty program, built to give pros like you a whole new way to do business right. It means having access to personalized offers based on the supplies you use most, the ability to track purchases so you know where your money's spent, and having the tools to manage your business. All because we value you, the pro behind the business. Enroll today at lowesforpros.com. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's.
Foundation problems start small, but will only get bigger and more expensive. Candy Foundation Specialist is the trusted expert for sinking foundations and settling concrete. Foundation problems don't get better over time.
They get better when you call my dad.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Candy Foundation Specialist at 864-432-5050 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-432-5050 or online at cantyconfixit.com.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
The Pendleton Tire Company is here to help you hit the open road this season. Between March 18th and April 6th, purchase four new Michelin or BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires and get up to a $70 Visa reward card or virtual account. Plus, receive an extra $50 reward card towards the install. That's up to $120 in total savings after submission. Check it out at PendletonTire.com. Void where prohibited. Visit MichelinMan.com/promotion, BFGoodrichTires.com/promotion, and MyTire.RewardPromo.com for full details.
Attention Walmart shoppers. This is a Jackson Hewitt Tax Service announcement. Save time and money with Jackson Hewitt and Walmart. For a limited time, you can shop while a skilled Jackson Hewitt Tax Pro prepares your federal tax return for as little as $48, but no more than $149, only at Jackson Hewitt and Walmart. Hurry, this offer won't last. Get your coupon code and terms at JacksonHewitt.com. Then stop by one of our Walmart locations for this limited time offer to get your taxes done while you shop for only $149 or less. That's Jackson Hewitt and Walmart.
We know sports. We are the Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back once again, joined by Mick Mixon, play-by-play voice of the Carolina Panthers. Mick, you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mick. I appreciate the time. Always enjoy the conversation. You're tremendous, as you know.
No, I'm nobody, but I appreciate being on your show.
I always enjoy having you, and let's talk a few specifics about this bunch. Obviously, a big offensive line deal. You bring in Russell Okung. Interesting because it sort of goes against the way the rest of the moves seem to be working. You know, you bring in Russell Okung, who a lot of people think maybe a little bit past his prime. What about that move, trading a younger all-pro guard for an older all-pro tackle?
I thought it was great. I thought Trey Turner, I don't know, you got me on some thin ice here because I love working with the Panthers, and I wish to keep doing that, especially since my 401k has now become
I withdraw that question. Well, How about that?
I try not to. No, it's fine. I mean, I try not to evaluate. I'm not skilled enough to be able to evaluate O-line play. I mean, I just kind of know just enough to be dangerous. But I wonder if Trey Turner was the same guy that he once was. I don't think he had quite the year, even though he did get some postseason accolades, and certainly a fine player. And I love Trey Turner. Love interviewing him and all that. But I think that Okung can play left tackle. And Turner was a guard. And I think Russell is from what I understand, he's a very intelligent athlete, a good leader, will be a locker room positive force. Trey was the same thing, maybe a little quieter, but definitely tremendous guy all the way around. I just thought that it just looked like a decent trade to me, even though Okung has had the medical history, the pulmonary embolism, I believe it was, but certainly he's been vetted. And I think just to be able to get a guy that's got the chops, the savvy that he's got, the experience, the pedigree to play left tackle, I think that's like having a queen on the chessboard. You know, you need those weapons.
Robbie Anderson, you bring in from the Jets. I was waiting to see what happened with Robbie Anderson. I was very curious where he would wind up. I love that acquisition. It gives you more deep speed, and that's where I think this team is headed under Matt Rhule's direction. I think the way I imagine it, Mick, is that, you know, 4 years from now, this is going to be a much faster football team overall. But, you know, with McCaffrey and with DJ Moore, with Samuels, and now with Anderson, you have some weapons. And you know, and maybe with the developing Ian Thomas, the tight end out of Indiana, who may emerge now as well.
I think that you're right on it. The Panthers could be not only the youngest Panther team ever, but one of the younger football teams in the modern era of pro football when we finally trim the roster down this summer and get ready to rock and roll. I think younger, faster, stronger are three key words. What do you think about the Pharaoh Cooper pickup?
Yeah, you know, look, I think Pharaoh Cooper needed a fresh start. I think he's versatile. You know, he's obviously a guy who doesn't have great speed, but he can make people miss, always has been. He's always offered return value. You know, I remember when originally South Carolina wanted him to play defense, and I thought he was an offensive player, and he looked really good when he came into the NFL. So I think it's a no-risk, no-harm kind of move.
Well, this is what I want. I mean, I'm like I said, I don't speak for the entire organization, but I'm the only one, I think, from our organization that's currently on your show. So just two guys talking. what I've always wanted is could we please get someone that can give the other teams a return presence to scheme for? It seems like it has been, I mean, going back to Steve Smith, the young Steve Smith, when have we had a return guy? That Panther fans stood up, that you didn't want to go to the concession stand, you didn't want to go to the restroom, you did not, whatever you do, don't change the radio station because they're getting ready to punt to X. I mean, there have been so many that have tried to do it, so many that have been pretenders, some that could secure the catch but couldn't make people miss and electrify it upfield. There were some that, you know, I'm thinking about Kaloa Polaris and Demir Bird and Ryan Robinson and I mean, there's been dozens of them. But so that's why let's get us somebody that can be a force in the return game. Secondly, and lastly, is safety. The Panthers have been this revolving door of the safeties from Charles Godfrey and Nate Salley and Mike Mitchell and Marlon McCree, and then, you know, I mean, you have to almost go back to the Mike Minter days, when you had the skull-crushing safeties and even here recently, Mike Adams, Kurt Coleman. It seems like our DNA has been, let's go on the street for safeties. I know we just signed Trey Boston, but, man, where's the honey badger off, you know, some kind of any animal, just, you know, a squirrel, just some kind of animal like a honey badger that could give us some presence, just a couple of thumpers at safety, man. I hope we can get there.
Well, you know, Mick, maybe you haven't heard, but the league doesn't allow thumping from safeties anymore.
Yeah. Well, we just get a fight, that's fine, too. You know, just whop somebody outside the head with a pillow and get them on the ground anyway.
All right, Mick. So if the other question didn't get you fired, maybe your answer to this one will. So here we are, Mick. We're going to be at pick 7 in the draft. And assuming the Panthers stay put, then your choices seem to me to be amongst Isaiah Simmons, jack of all trades, who could fill a lot of those needs and certainly fits the speed profile, the analytics profile of this staff, Derek Brown, and Javon Kinlaw.
Well,
I'm down to those three guys. What do you think, Mick?
Oh, I think that's thank you for making it a little easier for me, a multiple choice question. I don't have to buy a vowel or anything. I think Simmons, the twitchy, especially with the quarterbacks in our division with Brady. Let's just assume Brady's taking snaps for the Bucs and Breeze for the Saints and Ryan for the Falcons. To have somebody that can kind of bust up the game and get up field, set an edge, mad at the world, that'd be great.
Well, let me ask you this, though. On the other two guys, you know, Carolina didn't stop the run last year, like, at all. And obviously now you're depleted to an even greater degree at defensive tackle with Poe and McCoy. Is that not a primary area of concern, just as the Simmons piece would be?
Oh, it definitely is. Yeah, we have needs everywhere. And those anchor two-gap, the big old nasty nose tackles, three techniques are hard to find. And if you can get a good one, that definitely helps you. But, man, we've been through, it seems like we've run a bunch of these. I remember when we had Maake Kimoyatu and Chris Jenkins. And I said, I will bet my house that no one gains a yard up the middle running against us. And it looked good on paper, but it didn't really pan out. So sometimes those nose tackles can get vacuumed up and they can disappear. NFL O-linemen are pretty salty too. But speed always works.
So I think Mick Mixon just made the pick for Carolina at 7. If Isaiah Simmons is on the board, I think that sort of just happened. I guess that's it, Mick. I appreciate you taking the time to join us. Absolutely tremendous conversation. Always enjoyed it. When we know a few more answers and we're actually getting back, we get to the draft or post draft and head towards football. I'd love to have you back again and chop it up a little more.
Oh, Walt, anytime. You know that, man. It's an honor. And just have Ramona hit me up. Like, she's the Rottweiler Terrier of producers. She tracks me down. She knows all my pins and Social Security number and everything. So just have her find me. We'll do it.
Thank you, Mick. Excellent work. Great job. Thank you. Appreciate it very much. It's Mick Mixon, play-by-play man of the Carolina Panthers. Really sharp guy, as I said. Very funny. Always a really enjoyable conversation. Love having him on. I think we just gleaned a lot of information. I I'm not sure about the direction of that pick. And nor am I sure that some of those guys are going to be there. But I think if the options hold up, I think it would be one of those three guys. I am concerned. Let me get Malcolm in here. We'll get to this. We'll get pick this up on the other side of the break. Malcolm, how are you?
Malcolm in here. We'll get this.
Malcolm, this is me talking to you, Malcolm. Turn your radio off. Pick up the phone. There you are, Malcolm. Malcolm, get your radio off. Malcolm, pick up your phone. Ramona, I'm putting Malcolm on hold. Speak to him. Again, on the draft pick thing, look, Carolina gave up Eric Reed, James Bradbury. So, in theory, your best safety. In theory, your best corner, your best linebacker retired, and you probably lost your best edge rusher in Mario Addison. So you lost a lot of pieces. And so an Isaiah Simmons component would fill a lot of those, potentially fill some of those problems. Stopped the run with clubs last year. I mean, couldn't stop the run at all. And they're certainly not going to be better in that regard with no Keekly and no Don Terry Poe and no Gerald McCoy. I mean, essentially, the entire interior of that defense needs to be reworked. So, to me, just looking at where Carolina sits at 7, I think they're in a good position to get a good player. And at this moment in time, I would be somewhat stunned if it wasn't one of those three players. If it wasn't, and again, I don't know which of those three. I mean, I think that most National Football League teams are going to have Derek Brown above Kinlaw. I'm not 100% positive that the Panthers would have it that way because of the head coach's desire for athleticism, explosiveness. And I think you could argue that maybe Kinlaw has more of that. You know, I'd still be inclined to lean Brown versus Kinlaw, but I'm telling you right now, Brown and Kinlaw are not your run-of-the-mill defensive tackles. That is not what they are. They are not these guys like Poe or even a McCoy. McCoy went high in the draft with Ndamukong Suh. But these two cats, Brown and Kinlaw, they can both really play. They're both going to be dominant players. I don't care what happened at the combine with Derek Brown. I don't care. I mean, I've watched Derek Brown go up against the best players in the country and just crush them. And Kinlaw has so much upside. So much upside. And obviously, from an Isaiah Simmons standpoint, I'm just strictly speaking of defensive tackles at the moment. We all know Isaiah Simmons' ability and his capabilities. But I would think that from a Panther standpoint, as we sit here today evaluating pick number 7, that it would be one of those three guys. Obviously, there are a lot of offensive linemen available. You know, that's what we didn't really get to that I wanted to get to with them to a greater extent. This offensive line's a little bit patchwork for my likes. I'm just not sure that there are a lot of long-term solutions on that offensive line. They brought in Miller. Miller's okay, nothing more than that. I think it's a one-year deal for like $4 million. It's nothing. You know, this offensive line is, I think that's why they the one part they want. I think that's why they made the Okung deal. And I think for what that's worth, that'll probably help. But I still think there are issues on that offensive line that will need to be addressed over the draft over time. But early on, even in a deep offensive line draft, early on in a talented round one offensive line, I just still think that there are bigger positions of need and better players. Three of those better players, or two of those better players, are Simmons and Brown. And again, I like Kinlaw probably more than some as well. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher and fresh-baked yeast rolls, open every day. Happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the Monterey sandwich loaded with bacon, jack cheese, grilled chicken, and barbecue sauce. Or a juicy New York strip today at Carson Steak Warehouse and Saloon in Anderson.
I'm Lewis, client manager at the Health Fair. I started as a client, and the coaching team helped me reverse my symptoms of type 2 diabetes and lose 20 pounds of belly fat in just a few weeks. I was so excited that I dedicated the rest of my life to helping clients reverse the symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and dangerous belly fat. If you want to change your life, call 1-877-IDARE-ME or go to idareme.com. Tell them Lewis sent you and get the second program free. Go to idareme.com. I dare you.
If you need service and maintenance on your home's heating and air conditioning, or you need a new unit, I recommend the independent American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning dealer at Upstate Service Solutions. They take care of us here at the radio station and also at my home. Their consistent five-star ratings are proof that they'll do the same for you as well. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning and Upstate Service Solutions. Call 423-3606. 423-3606.
Hey, Upstate, this is Hunter Renfro, formerly with the Clemson Tigers, 2016 and 2018 national champions. I got my 2019 Titan at Granger Nissan of Anderson, and now I'm part of the Granger family. It's a car buying experience like you've never had before. Go Tigers.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Created for adults 55 and over who seek to get the most out of life, Everland Clemson is a new community that fuses luxury and innovation with thoughtful design. Imagine a luxurious living environment free of maintenance and worries. Everland features five-star cuisine, a first-class spa and fitness center, tailored wellness programs, and plenty of space to spend time with family and friends. Visit EverlandLiving.com or call 499-8318 for more information. Everland of Clemson, 150 Pershing Avenue in Patrick Square.
Say goodnight to frozen folded eggs and barely there bacon, America, because Wendy's is now serving up breakfast, and it's going to be America's favorite. They just don't know it yet.
These are a few of my favorite things.
We're talking freshly cracked eggs, oven-cooked bacon. How did I even do mornings before this breakfast goodness? Come into Wendy's to try our new breakfast Baconator, the Frosty Chino, and the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit. See you in the morning. You up for this?
Favorite things, yeah.
And participating Wendy's.
More live local sports than cars on Woodruff Road. You're listening to The Roar.
While there is time, let's go out and feel everything. If you hold me, I will let you into my dreams. For time is a river holding into nowhere. We must live while we can, and we drink our cup of laughter.
Walked up to the road rage. You want in, you're welcome to 654-7627, 654-7627. We appreciate Mick Mixon spending so much time with us. Great conversation about the Panthers and where they're going. And my expectation is that what you're going to see from Carolina, and it's not going to happen overnight, it's going to be an evolution. And this is why it sort of works out from a timing standpoint, because, again, you know, Tampa Bay has found a short-term solution, at least what I believe is a short-term solution, to their quarterback situation. I mean, I don't expect Tom Brady to be playing football in 4 years. And Drew Brees, quite honestly, I think he's already starting to the Saints are already starting to move on from him. I mean, he's re-upped. He'll play there this year. My expectation is that Taysom Hill is going to take about a third of the snaps, maybe a fourth of the snaps, somewhere in that range, 25, 30% of the snaps, because of what he can do. And look, the Saints in making the moves they did and retaining Taysom Hill and letting Bridgewater walk. You know, I used to argue with people. I remember debating this with people on Twitter who were insistent that, you know, well, it's going to be Bridgewater. And I kept telling you, no, it's not. It's going to be Taysom Hill. And they believe that. They believe he's going to be the next starting quarterback there, because every time they've given him a chance, he's the kind of toy that Sean Payton loves to have. And so you know, look, there could be a different world ahead for the Saints that looks a lot different from the one we've come to recognize all these years with Drew Brees, and perhaps it will be even more problematic because, let's be honest, and Drew Brees hasn't been able to finish. He's not, I mean, for all of his greatness, and he absolutely is great, whatever he is, one of the top 15 quarterbacks of all time, probably around 10 or somewhere in that range, but for all of his greatness, he just, in recent years, he just can't finish. I mean, I believe the Saints have lost at home in the playoffs three consecutive years. And you know, with all the talent they've had and all the ability around him, you can't do that. And his arm strength was never great. He was a distributor. I mean, again, he's a remarkable player. If he was 6'4", he'd probably be the greatest quarterback of all time. You know, all the things he's had to master in regard to his craft, like craning his neck from the pocket and throwing from his tiptoes, which are things that he's taught himself to do to essentially be taller in the pocket than he is. You know, he's been an amazing, amazing player, but it is coming to an end. It couldn't be more clear. I mean, there were times last year they took him out and brought Hill in to throw vertical routes. I mean, you talk about telegraphing what you're going to do. Now, of course, when Hill comes in, you're not really telegraphing what you're going to do because teams are probably thinking run first. But they did that because Brees couldn't throw the ball. Drew Brees cannot throw a football 50 yards downfield anymore. And so how this relates to Carolina is, in the short term, this division is brutal. And we're going to talk about the divisions today. We're going to start talking about them. But in the short term, this division's brutal. I mean, it's loaded. It's going from... And I went through the records of the division the other day. I have it somewhere here. I'll give you those when we get to that. But, and what I sort of anticipate the records will be this year. But that division short term is going to be unbelievable. I mean, the Falcons allegedly have helped themselves with Gurley. We'll find out. But the Falcons are still... You know, to be honest, you just never know what the Falcons are. They can go from 11-5 to 7-9 in a heartbeat. You don't really know what they are from year to year. I still question the upper management there. But they're a competitive team, at least, with a quarterback that some are going to want to project to the Hall of Fame. Not me, but some. And let's just say for a second that he is. Let's say that down the line, because the bars keep getting lowered, that Matt Ryan somehow finds his way to the Hall of Fame. If he does, you'll have three Hall of Fame quarterbacks in the division. You know, think about the absurdity of having the greatest quarterback of all time, which, again, is hardly even debatable anymore unless you want to make an argument for Otto Graham. And the 10th best quarterback of all time, and whatever you want to consider Matt Ryan. And I know some hate him. I get it. I get it. He's a difficult evaluation in my mind. But in the short term, the division looks brutal. But this is where Matt Rhule could eventually win and eventually wind up taking control of this division to a degree. I mean, at least that would be the plan. Whether it works or not remains to be seen. And that is that those two teams have Hall of Fame quarterbacks who are on the backside. I have a hard time believing that Brees is playing more than one more year. I think Brady will play... barring injury, which could change everything, and older quarterback more prone to injury. But barring injury, I think you're going to get at least 2 years out of Brady. But, you know, we're in a brand new start to the Carolina organization with Matt Rhule. And it's going to be a work in development. You know, Mick suggested that, you know, mentioned the possibility that maybe this team would be a little better this year than people think. Well, yeah, look, I love the Robbie Anderson move. Robbie Anderson, a vertical speed receiver, a field stretcher, another guy, and you can see the young speed with McCaffrey and with Anderson and with DJ Moore, with Curtis Samuels. There's a lot of speed, a lot of playmakers in that mix. And oh, by the way, I like Ian Thomas, the tight end on Indiana. I liked him at draft time. I think, Ramona, if memory serves, I put him in my top 100, and I think he went 101. I think something of that sort, because I think I just missed on him at the time. But I like the players. I'm concerned about the defense right now. I'm concerned about the totality of the defense, where the rush is going to come from, who the linebackers are going to be, who the safeties are. I'm concerned about that side of the football. And I don't think that's going to be a particularly quick fix, especially in a division where you have a lot of offense. In Tampa and in New Orleans and to a degree in Atlanta. But, you know, again, 2 years from now, this division might look very different. And as Rhule continues to construct this team in his image, you know, you could see it look quite differently and maybe favor the Panthers a few years down the road. Now, again, you know, Mitch asked me what I thought about the Bridgewater deal, and I mentioned, P.J. Walker, because I think Walker's going to be a more competitive quarterback for that spot than people think. I think he can do many of the things that Bridgewater can do, and he's a better athlete. But, of course, they paid Bridgewater, you know, whatever it was, $20 million a year. Let me get Scotty and Seneca in here. Scotty, how are you?
I'm doing well, Wal. How you doing? You hanging in there?
Good. Appreciate it. Yeah, doing great. Thanks, Scotty.
Yeah. My comments on your quarterbacks is between Rivers and Brady and Breeze, I believe they all got the same amount of money, $25 million a year, which is amazing.
Yeah, well, Brady's $50 million is guaranteed. I don't know if the other money's guaranteed. Breeze's might be. I don't know about Rivers. And Rivers, of course, is a one-year deal. And Brady has bonus clauses that will bump that up to $30 million. I'm guessing he's going to hit those clauses.
Well, $25 million is the same amount that Rivers got for going 0-9 against Brady.
That's true. That's true. That's very true. Yeah. You know, Rivers... Yeah.
Yeah, if I got good money, so off the bat, yeah,
Well,
I think we.
Oh, that's true. But I will say,
you know, you keep talking about the lotto. I think we should have Craig on the South Carolina lotto. He's 0-30.
That's true too. The one thing I will say about Rivers is, I think he found the best fit for him in the NFL. I think the Colts are the very best fit that Rivers could have found, because he just does not have arm strength anymore, and that team has a dominant offensive line, which will help him, and Frank Wright's passing game is built on underneath throws. It's built on the short passing game, and I think that'll help Rivers a great deal. So if he plays smart, you know, I think they have a chance to move up a little in the division, assuming he, you know, limits his turnovers. But a lot of his turnovers come when he tries to force the ball vertically, and he just doesn't have the arm or the accuracy down the field for it.
Well, I think you're right on Taysom Hill. That's another toy for Mr. Payton. If I'm not mistaken, Mr. Payton is the only one in the NFL that has that COVID-19. Am I correct on that?
I have no idea. I mean, I imagine there are a lot of people that have it. We just don't know it yet.
I heard something about that this morning. He had it, or yesterday afternoon he had.
Yeah, he has it. Yes, no. Yeah, he has it. Yeah, Peyton absolutely has it, but he doesn't. He did not seem to get some of these dire symptoms that many other people have experienced. So.
Yeah, it was heart wrenching to listen to Mr. Townsend in Minnesota talking about his mom and dad having it. I mean, that was
It
really touched the heart, you know. And I wish well for everybody, and you know, let the sports start up, and hopefully everybody has a great day.
Yep. Thank you, Scotty. Appreciate it. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it better. They have the expertise and experience to properly diagnose any issues. Top-of-the-line diagnostic and tools that they keep up to date. We believe in our work, so we offer you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. So if you move to California, we still stand behind our services. We believe in honest estimates. One of our service advisors will go line by line with any recommended work we suggest, let you know the urgency behind those repairs. How about this with oil change? One, we test drive your vehicle before and after. Two, our master tech will rotate your tires, not the Sears tire guy. Three, our master tech will perform a complete brake inspection. We remove the tires. We measure your brakes. Others glance at brakes. Four, we perform a complete 32-point inspection, which includes suspension, steering fluids, lights, and so much more. This is First Class Haul. If you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, and you're not seeing them, you're doing yourself a great disservice. Two locations to serve you, Anderson and Greenville. Get out there and see them. Get on the phone lines and get in right now. We'll be back.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open, and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just 9